You're listening to the 231st edition of the Bitachon Podcast. Last week we completed the psukim of Reb Zundel that had to do, or that came from, Tehillim, from Psalms. And now we're going to go through other psukim in Tanakh, starting with Bereishis, that have a theme of Bitachon attached to them. And remember, these are psukim that Reb Zundel used to repeat to himself all the time, a very powerful tool to remind ourselves constantly that Hashem is with us, that Hashem helps us, that we can trust Him. Pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudalet, Hayepalim Hashem Davar. Is anything too wondrous for Hashem to do? The angel was quoting Hashem, as it were, and the angel said to Sarah, who was 90 years old, he said, I will return in a year's time, this time next year. Sarah will have a child. She'll have a son. The miraculous child was going to be Yitzchak. And Sarah Imenu, she had already passed into the stage of menopause. So she laughed. She laughed at this statement that she's going to have a child in a year's time. But he said, Hayipalim Hashem Davar, is anything too difficult? Is there anything too wondrous for Hashem to do? To perform? And so we need to remind ourselves. And this is a line actually from the song that I composed about the altar of Navardik. Hayipalim Hashem Ma'uma. Is there anything that's too difficult or wondrous for Hashem? And that was the line that the altar of Navardik would repeat, I believe. And it was the line that reminded him and reminds us of the fact that there's nothing beyond Hashem's capability. Hashem can do anything. It's so important to know that and to recognize that and to remind ourselves of that. Says Rashi on this pasuk, "Yechi shum davar muflo mufro d'mechusa b'meni v'lasas kertzoini." Hashem is saying, as it were, there is nothing, or is there anything that's too wondrous, too separated or concealed from me that I can't do as I desire? Hashem can do anything. Let's keep reminding ourselves of that. Whatever situation we find ourselves in, especially if you read the news, sometimes it can seem rather hopeless. But let's remember that Hashem has the ultimate end in mind. Anything, He can do anything. Says the Ramban, Hayipalim Hashem Davarim Davar Mufla Berochek Ushayim Es Hashem Kacha. Is it something too wondrous, too distant, that Hashem could do that, give you a child even though you're 90 years old? Excuse me. Vanir Bein Naikim Alochim Ailen Hanirim Kanoshim Bo'ol Avraham. Seems to me, says the Ramban, these people appeared as human beings. They came to Avraham as Sar Shemas, Le'yoda Kim Alochim Ailenim. Sarah heard it, and she didn't realize that these were angels of Hashem. So, there's a taina, if you read the psukim, so the pasuk says to Sarah, as if I believe it's the malach who says to Sarah, why did you laugh? She says, I didn't laugh. What's this conversation about? Conversation is about that a person should never feel so hopeless that if a person hears the solution and it seems impossible, that they should just dismiss it so easily. It shouldn't have seemed impossible. It would have been appropriate for her to believe. She should have believed. I should toimar, amen, ken yasa Hashem, or she should say, even if it's with a smile, please let it be so. Let Hashem indeed do that. Say amen to the bracha. It might be an impossible bracha, but say amen to the bracha. Das Torah. He brings here from the Das Torah. However, the statues of Hashem are true. The truth is that if she hadn't been old, if not for the fact that she had already passed into the stage of menopause. Hayu oilois al daita mashavis vitikvos. Kikarma shemis birkas zeha oivadarach. So, Sarah, if the circumstances would have been normal circumstances, so she wouldn't have dismissed the blessing of the passerby. The Das Torah says a very interesting idea, and that is that since she was in menopause, since she no longer had a natural ability to give birth, to have a child, she stopped hoping, she stopped praying. Whether a person feels like there's no hope or whether it feels like there is hope, either way, the main thing that a person needs to realize is Haipolim Hashem Davar. There's not really any difference to Hashem. There's nothing too wondrous for Hashem to do. A person who's a true maimon has to dismiss reality, dismiss nature, and know that no matter what, no matter what's going on, no matter how far-fetched it seems for there to be a salvation, Hashem can do anything. Remind ourselves, we need to remind ourselves this. Zei tachlis emuna, this is the ultimate emuna. Ma neira hadavar, how awesome is this matter? He brings to the Magen Midubna. Midasa yisborach. Ki le'el yada ilaseis nidvas yishuasi b'ma'at katu peta pitoim. The mid of Hashem is that He can provide, He has the power to bring about His salvation. It can be in a moment. It can come in an instant. A human being, he had a particular patron on whom he relied and he sustained him. He got caught. The guy who was relying got caught and put in jail. They came to the patron and they said, your patronee, the one who relies on you, has been put in jail. He said, I'll take care of him. But if, let's say, the guy is taken out to be killed, he did some kind of capital crime that entitles him to a capital punishment. The patron can't really do too much about that. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einei Kein says, the Magen Midubna, Hashem is not like that, quoting the Medrash. Hashem is not like that. The angels said in front of Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, your Ben Bais, the one who you take care of, you're his patron. He was caught. He was taken out to be killed. He said, I'm gonna take care of him. He's standing in front of Pharaoh. He's being judged by Pharaoh. Remember, Pharaoh was the most powerful person at that time. He had the power of life and death over somebody. He's now being judged for death. Hashem says, I'm there for him. He went out to be killed. Hashem saved him. Moshe Rabbeinu, in naming his son, he says, Hashem saved me from the sword of Pharaoh. The sword is already on his throat. So then Hashem saved him, made his neck as hard as ivory. Says the Magen Midubna, a very important principle. I know it to be true. You might have experienced this as well. Hashem saves in the last moment. Why did he have to go to jail? Why did he have to have a sent? Why did he have to be sentenced to death? Why did he have to come in front of the executioner? That's how Hashem does things. Sometimes it takes the last moment for the salvation to come. He brings here on the bottom in a note, Reya Svorno Itzel Yosef Atzadik al Apostik Vayirtsu Min Abor. Go see the Svorno on the Pasuk by Yosef. It says that he rushed him out of the pit. Like all the salvations of Hashem that's done in a moment. Think about how we had a very quick war with Iran, able to cause great destruction to their weapons of mass destruction. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Pasuk Perek Nun Vav Pasuk Aleph, Kikrav Yeshuasi Lavoi, comes in a moment. It comes in a moment. My salvation is close. It comes in a moment. When the time finally came for them to leave, they were pushed out. It happened in a moment. As our sages say, there wasn't even a chance for the batzik, for the dough to rise. That when Mashiach comes as well, there's going to be a moment, a switch. It will be sudden. Think about 1967, when suddenly, Harabayis Biyadenu, we have Yerushalayim. 19 years long, a Jew couldn't enter the old city. And in a moment, the salvation came. Unexpectedly. Even the secular generals weren't expecting it. Read the history. But the point is here that a person should never give up hope. A person should never believe that it's too difficult for Hashem to do or that a person doesn't deserve it. Hashem can do anything. I pull him Hashem Dover. Let's remember these words. Is anything too wondrous for Hashem? Brings here from the Chavetz Chaim Alatera. Kimay sari menu milifnim. Just as it was with Sarah Imenu so many years ago, so long ago, Sarah Imenu didn't have kids, it seemed hopeless, she was 90 years old, she'd gone her whole life married to her husband, no children. We also have this feeling, we also have this sense, and remember this is Chavetz Chaim writing over 100 years ago probably, that after so many years of wandering, it's been almost 2,000 years. Hayitachin sheyivoled shuv amenu v'yoshel tchiyos ha'elamim kemikedem. Can our nation be reborn? Remember, 100 years ago, in Israel, there was 30,000 Jews. Now there's 7.7 million Jews, so we have to look at it in wonder. Chavetz Chaim is saying, could it be that such a thing that has happened for us would happen? Can our nation come back to life? Klal Yisrael is old, so to speak. We've been around for 3,300 years, maybe more. But there's nothing too wondrous for Hashem. Davar zeh lo ne'amar ela davar. It doesn't say this matter. Is this matter too difficult for Hashem? Too wondrous for Hashem? It says, is anything too wondrous for Hashem? Chinon avi amim b'shem Hashem, ha'mimeni poli kol davar. Navi says in Yirmiyahu, chapter Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, is anything too wondrous for me? Lamdeinu bo sheshum davar lo yipali mimafli lasos. This teaches us that nothing is too difficult, nothing is too wondrous for Hashem to do, the one who does wonders. Uvemamoroi boirei umachadish v'choyim tomei ma'aseh bereishis, God with His Word creates and renews every single day, constantly, all of creation. The Gamma Nachni Gal Maher. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we also will be quickly redeemed. V'yashiv shofteinu kivirishayna. Our judges will be returned as they were in the beginning. Yichadesh nireinu v'shiveinu l'artzeinu. Hashem will renew us, bring us back to our youth, and bring us back to our land. Chafetz Chaim loved Eretz Yisrael. He tried numerous times to get to Eretz Yisrael to try to live here. He brings here, the Chafetz Chaim wrote about this at length, and he writes, I have difficulty with this section of the Torah. Everybody knows that every single word in the Torah is very holy. Hashem counted every word, every letter. Why did Hashem have to go so far? Why did He have to speak so much? Every single word that He, every single drop of ink that was spilled, talking about the story of Sari Imenu negatively. Sari Imenu didn't believe. She laughed. No, you laughed. No, I didn't laugh. Why does the Torah tell us this? And he says, Chafetz Chaim says, clearly something very important is being told here, is being taught to us here. Till Hashem lit up my eyes so I could understand and explain this idea. The actions of the Avos, of the forefathers, of the patriarchs is indicative for what's going to happen with the kids. All that happened to our forefathers also occurred to us. It hints to the footsteps, the incoming of the Mashiach process. That there will be people, when that time comes, that will have difficulty believing. About this, these kinds of people, the Torah is telling us the story of Sari Imenu, because it's going to happen to us. We're going to be at the precipice of Mashiach, and we're going to think it's not possible, or we're going to look at it happening, and we're going to ignore it. We're not going to believe that it's, is that really Hashem doing it? Secular Jews, secular state, is that really part of the process of Hashem bringing Mashiach? We're gonna poo-poo it, just like Sari Imenu laughed inside of herself. It's too funny. And Hashem responds and tells us, "What is there anything that Hashem can't do? Is there anything too wondrous for Hashem to bring Am Yisrael, who has been in Gullus for 2,000 years, to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael to renew our language, to everyone speaking in the Lashon HaKodesh, in the holy tongue, everyone speaking in the language of the Torah?" Everyone has come back here from religious revival going on. Am Yisrael gets Eretz Yisrael, Yushalayim, Harabayis. Is that possible? Yes, it's possible. Okay, one more piece here I'd like to read to you from the Malbim. It's very interesting because it's a malach speaking, an angel is speaking and saying, is there anything too wondrous for Hashem? But the malach is telling us that there's a difference between when Hashem does something himself and when he sends an agent to do it, when he sends a malach. When Hashem sends a malach, He sends an angel to change nature. But you see, nature, the laws of nature are also being fulfilled at the same moment because of the ratzon of Hashem, because of the will of God. So what happens? Requires a much greater merit on the part of the person who needs the miracle if it's done through an agent, through a malach, through an angel. Because then it's one angel against another angel. But if it's possible, not if, but it is possible to access Hashem, to request of Hashem that He do it Himself. And since Hashem is the one who created nature, ain't a kari pela klal, it's not called a wonder at all. He's the one who commanded nature to act a certain way, and He commands directly that it act a different way. That's why it says, is there anything too wondrous for Hashem? Everything is dependent upon God's word and His decree. We find that the keys to childbirth are not given over to any angel, to any person. On this he explained that which the Malach said to her, I will come back to you the following year, and you'll have a child. It's not really the Malach speaking. Right? Because the Malach doesn't have the power. Malach doesn't have the power to give a child. It's only something that's in the hands directly of Hashem. Like Omar came Hashem, Hashem Adaver Boy. The principle that Hashem speaks through a Malach. The Malach is just like a microphone or a mouthpiece of Hashem. But it's Hashem speaking through and saying, is there anything too wondrous for me? Really? Next year, I will return, Hashem says, and you will have a child. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.